and for the perfect ice floe. Always in need of funding, I promised Jerry Garrison at APL in Seattle that I could find him the perfect ice floe in the Arctic Ocean. He promised to pay me. The search turned dramatic. My first floe scattered, and others were floating off in the wrong direction. Time was running short, and I started to feel pressured, but it was fun. This would be an appropriate project to tell a visiting school class from North Pearl about. Then I got phone calls from Navy Submarine Command in Pearl Harbor and from the Air Force, and I started to think, what on earth was I involved in? Some of the children's parents might work for the Air Force, and this might be too interesting. So I showed them some slides of penguins instead. That was a safe thing to do. Jerry Garrison came by on his way to the icebreaker that was going to take him to the ice floe that had not yet been selected. In the light of the midnight, we scrutinized charts and satellite pictures, and I pointed out the floes that I had tracked for a while. Navy pilots and ice observers came by, and I showed them my satellite pictures. The ice observer pulled out a card from his pocket. He had coordinates, and I had generated those coordinates. The location of these ice floes are classified, he told me. Well, no one else told me that. Well, as the ice observers were going to fly a reconnaissance next morning, I took the latest satellite pictures, put them in an envelope, addressed it, Coast Guard Icebreaker, Polar Sea, Arctic Ocean. Next morning, the ice observer dropped that envelope on the icebreaker. The delivery was a success, and my reference ice floe was chosen. So that's it.